In Alcoholics Anonymous, they have an acronym for the word fear, and it spells out this sentence: false expectations about reality, fear. False expectations about reality. And I know that in my own life, I can see how that is the case. When I am fearful, I often will anticipate what the future is going to be, but then I realize I had false expectations. But often fear of that kind can have a particular root in experience. For instance, in my life, my father died unexpectedly when I was 10. And so one of the ways I deal with this false expectation about reality, throughout my life, I've had to guard myself from thinking that sudden and quick death will happen to beloved loved ones. And so that's something that I've had to deal with in my own life. But it is helpful to think about how fear can lead us to think into the future in a way that distorts that future. And that's why today's gospel is particularly meaningful and so helpful, because here we have Jesus address the reality of fear. And he'll want us to know that there are two kinds of fear. There's appropriate fear, and there's that fear that is inappropriate and unhelpful. What he wants to point out to us here is that the enemy of our soul, the devil, will want to tempt us so that he will lead us away from trusting in God. And so in our passage for this morning, Jesus warns us to guard against such temptation in a twofold way. The first thing that we can be tempted to is to distrust God because of what we can see is the corruption practiced by those who are supposed to represent him. Here in today's gospel, Jesus talks about the yeast of the Pharisees. And then he defines what that yeast is. He says it is hypocrisy. Now remember, you don't need a lot of yeast in order for it to influence the dough. And what can happen over time is that that yeast expands and expands, expands. And so the first thing that Jesus would have us be careful about is do not allow hypocrisy in those who represent the Lord to lead us to distrust the Lord. But it's often an easy thing to do. If we can't trust the Lord's leaders, how can we trust the Lord himself? And one of the things Jesus says about this hypocrisy is that we have to be on our guard, because what hypocrisy is, it's a play actor. That's what the word means. Someone who's one thing on the outside and something very different on the inside. And so we are always needing to be aware of how within the family of God, there can be those who do not truly represent the one whom they serve, and that can impact us with fear. But we can also be afraid because of what happens on the outside. And Jesus puts it very strongly when he says, do not fear those who can kill your body. I don't know about you. I would have trouble with that. If I knew someone was going to kill me, maybe I would be infused with supernatural grace and I would be able to withstand it. But frankly, that does scare me. And again, the point that Jesus, I think, is trying to make here is that in a world like this, there are going to be those forces that oppose the gospel, that they oppose the Lord, they oppose the church, and they will want to either literally kill us, or at least they'll want to try to kill the message that we proclaim. And so Jesus says that these two types of fear, both from within and from without, can lead us to distrust God. But then what he goes on to say next is, there's a proper kind of fear. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who can kill the body, and after that they can do no more. Rather, fear him whom, after he has killed, has the authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Who's being spoken of here? Jesus Christ himself. that we are to have that holy fear, that as we are living our lives, we want to live in such a way that we are cultivating the kind of life that does take hell seriously. In the ancient times when Jesus lived, hell was also known as Gehenna. Gehenna was the name of a valley near Jerusalem that had repulsive associations. In ancient times, children were sacrificed here to the god Molech, which may have prompted the conversion of this place to be a trash and garbage heap, and it burned continually. And the smell from Gehenna could even be experienced in Jerusalem itself. And so part of what the Lord is wanting us to realize here is this understanding that the way in which we are seeking to live our lives each day is to be with a deepening sense of integrity and a purpose where we are authentic on the inside and the out. That we are not wanting to be hypocritical in how we are living our faith. And what's so beautiful about Jesus' teaching here is he moves from the stinky Gehenna garbage dump to saying, do you hear the birds singing sweetly in the trees? And he then has us refer to sparrows. And he says, sparrows aren't much. You can get a couple of them for a penny. But your Father even knows the sparrow and when the sparrow dies. The sparrow is not forgotten. And indeed, he even knows the hairs that are on our head. The whole point here, I think, is as follows. Jesus knows the kind of profoundly complex and strain-filled world in which we live, that it impacts all of us. At one level or another, we can all struggle with fear. But if we can meditate more and more on this deep truth that Jesus gives to us at the end of the passage, our hearts can be encouraged. For as our Lord says, fear not, for you are of more value than many sparrows. St. Paul had such an understanding of his true identity in Christ. St. Paul, who had so many experiences where the reality of fear could have overwhelmed him. And indeed, at times, he says, I despaired of life itself because of what I was facing. But then, the same apostle is able to write these wonderful words from our first reading. We were the first to set our hope on Christ so that we would live to the praise of his glory. That's how I want to live. I don't want to live with false expectations about reality. I want to live trusting in our Lord Jesus Christ to the praise of his glory. And I know you do as well. But it is a daily challenge to take Jesus at his word. I so easily have a fearful and distrusting heart that is prone to worry. May we who are at times troubled in heart remember Jesus' tender heart, and he speaks to us heart to heart. May we pray, change Jesus, my troubled heart, into a trusting heart. Change Jesus, my troubled heart, into a trusting heart. Amen.